Helping older New Zealanders connect online has been the focus of a startup business created by a group of Canterbury University students, graduates rather. The trio launched a business called Grand Skills, which provides one-on-one tutoring at home for the elderly. It went on to become one of the finalists chosen to present at the Summer Startup Showcase event earlier this month, and won recognition from the judges on the night for best execution of the program. To tell us more, I'm joined by one of the trio behind the business, Phoebe McCorn. Hello there.
Oh, hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time today. Tell me where this idea came from.
Oh, well, obviously COVID got everyone thinking a bit more. So during lockdown, me and two other students at UC were challenged with a task from a University of Canterbury competition, how we can connect people socially better. So this was obvious who we were going to focus on. We're going to be the seniors in our community, because we were struggling to contact our grandparents, and this was not an isolated issue. Our friends and family were also experiencing this too. And the difficulty with this is it was so easy to connect with them. My grandma had a phone, but she didn't know how to use it. So we went out there and we did some research and realised that there's no personalised service for seniors to learn how to use their device that's to their pace and in the comfort of their home. So that's essentially where Grand Skills began, as we wanted to create a service that could provide that.
And have you launched the business? Is it underway?
Yes, the business is underway. We've been getting clients since end of November, beginning of December, and the things we've been able to teach and the people we've been able to connect has been so heartwarming and rewarding.
Yeah, tell me, what would be a typical call out?
Well, often it's usually just something as simple as sending an email and exchanging photos so they can show their niece, daughter, sister what they've been up to, and their family members can send it back. So the best story I have is we managed to teach one of my clients to video call his family in the UK, and he got to see his brother for the first time face-to-face since 1993. So that was really cool and heartwarming.
How enthusiastic are your clients to learn and to upskill?
Oh, well, they're all motivated. I mean, they're all contacting us. They want to learn. They have the device, and they've usually taught themselves a good amount, but they just really need that guidance to learn that bit more. It's something that's just sort of intuitive for someone like me, who's had technology in front of me since I was born. It's so difficult to pick up when you've spent years without it. So that's just something we want to help people with.
Yeah. What apps or pieces of technology have been the most popular?
Well, usually people have a tablet, iPad, phone, and COVID tracing app, that's been obviously important in this time, but also Messenger and Gmail have been really big. Sometimes our clients actually don't know what they need to learn, so we sort of talk to them, see what they want to learn, and then assess their needs from there. And even just introducing them to things like games on the tablet is great, because that's just hours of entertainment, isn't it?
Hey, I'm just going to jump in here for a moment. You mentioned the COVID tracer app. We've got some COVID news here I'm just going to share with our listeners. There are two new cases of COVID at the border. There's also one community case of COVID-19 in New Zealand to report today. And it's a KFC worker who was on a shift at the Botany Downs store earlier in the week. They were working between 3:30 on Monday and 12:30 a.m. on Tuesday. They tested negative. They've been in quarantine since Tuesday. And they tested negative but then developed symptoms. They're being referred to as case L. We'll have more details in our bulletin at 2 p.m. Back to Phoebe McCorn. How much do you charge these older people for your service, Phoebe?
So it's $49 for a 60-minute session.
Okay. And do you get through much in 60 minutes?
Oh, yes, a lot. It can be amazing. It also depends on the person. They may want to sort of repeat things a few times to really get it in there. But 60 minutes seems to be a good time to learn a decent amount so they can go away and learn. And if they want another session next week, just keep learning more.
I guess their younger relatives might be able to shout them as well if it was going to help. I mean, it would help the whole family out in the long term, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We've had some family members who have contacted us wanting our service for their mother or whoever, or sort of we've contacted, helped our clients contact their family who've been going, oh, wow, this is amazing. Oh, it's so cool that you've just learnt to do this because now it's so much easier to call you. Don't have to pay tens, thousands of dollars to call on a UK number. You can just do it through online.
Yeah.
The beauty of it.
You're a law graduate, are you?
Yes. Yes. So we're all working full-time at the moment, but we are still determined to provide the service and the hours that we're not working.
Yeah. So do you think the business is going to grow and turn into something big, or are you happy sort of keeping it at the size that it's at and helping local people?
Oh, well, at the moment, you know, we want to focus on our local community, but anything can happen. We're definitely open to the idea of growing this, especially to Wellington and Auckland, because the service is needed and we just want to help out as many people as possible with it.
So what's next then?
What's next? Well, ultimately, we just want to get our name out there, particularly in the Christchurch community. We're a trusted brand and we want people to know that they can trust themselves and their service with us. We do have a focus on cybersecurity also, so that's another service we provide. But if anyone does want to get in contact and to use our service or just talk more about it, they can call us at 0800 288 772.
Okay, and they can Google you or find you on our website as well.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you
great.
Today.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Good luck. And by the way, what did you win? The best execution?
It's just best executed business, because we're actually operating business at that point.
Well, looks like we've lost Phoebe McCorn, who is part of Grand Skills, a trio that provides one-on-one tutoring at home for the elderly, tutoring and their sort of technology stuff, really. How to use YouTube, video calling, the Tracer app, even Netflix.